Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. Have you ever dreamed of making money through property investing without owning any property? If you are, this video is for you. Before we get to talking about how you can start and scale in property without owning any house, I would like to thank everybody who's subscribed to my channel first. You've been amazing. The channel is growing immensely and I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I appreciate you so much. We've done a research. We've realized 65% of the people that are watching my content has not hit that subscribe button. If you're one of those, I kindly ask you to hit that subscribe button and I promise you I will go all in to share you valuable content, actionable content that would enable you to make working as an option instead of an obligation. So what are the ways you can make money through property without owning a house? It's a strategy called rent to rent. So what is rent to rent? Rent to rent is the process by which you, the investor, would acquire a property without buying it and make money out of it. So how do you do that? You do that by renting the property from a landlord and you subsequently rent that property out in a room by room basis or on a nightly basis. So the first strategy would be rent to HMO by renting it room by room. And the second part of that rent to rent would be rent to service accommodation, which you rent the property per night instead of renting it to a normal tenant. So here's a struggle lots of people make. There's so many people out there wanting to start their property investment journey, but they're struggling about money. They haven't got lots of money to start with. They haven't got the capital. They haven't got the experience. They haven't got the know-how. They haven't got the community to actually allow them to start and scale in property. So I faced that difficulties myself. Just over 8 years ago, before I start my property investment journey, I was in a position where I was only getting paid enough to pay for my bills. And some instances I have to dip into my credit card to actually keep my life going. And I always wanted to invest in property, but I could not invest because I was told I need 50, 60, 70 or 80,000, even 100,000 pounds to start my property investment journey until I bumped into this rent to rent strategy, which then become a light bulb moment to me to realize I don't really need all that money that I've been told I needed to start my property investment journey. So when I heard about this strategy, I went out there looking and understanding how I can use this strategy to make passive recurring income. So that's exactly what I'm going to be sharing with you. And I'm going to share with you step by step and how you can use this strategy to make serious return on your investment in properties that you don't even own. You see, in order for you, for this strategy to work for you, it's important for you to identify what skills, knowledge, and experience you could acquire to allow you to execute deals like this. So what are the steps that are involved in acquiring a rent-to-rent property deal? The number one step is looking for properties that are suitable for what you are intending to do. If you're going to go with the HMO route by renting the property and renting it in a room by room basis, you want to identify that strategy first, knowing that is your strategy. That's what you want to be looking at. So once you've got that, once you've done that step, the next step basically is to go out there, look for these sort of properties. So once you've seen these sort of properties online, it could be on Rightmove, Zoopla, Gumtree, OpenRent, all these platforms are there where you can go and get these sort of properties. The third step is looking for properties that you think maybe need a little bit of love, properties that looks like it's not had a proper attention, properties that you think you may be able to add a bit of value to. So what do I mean by that? Looking for property maybe where you need to paint and decorate, property that you need to set up, maybe a property that you would need to help the landlord with, because obviously probably the landlords is a busy working person. They didn't have time to manage their property. Hence the reason why the property looks like that. So you want to be looking for properties like that. So what you then do, the next thing you do is to book a viewing to see the property. This is the pivotal part of it. Assuming now you are in front of the landlord, what you'd like to do basically is to compliment the property first. Even the property doesn't look nice, compliment the property, find a way or somewhere around the property that you can compliment to try to build rapport with the landlord. Whilst you're building rapport with the landlord, you listen and you say a little. Allow the landlord to express themselves, let them talk about themselves, because from doing that, you're going to be learning what their pain point is, what is the problem that they're facing, why have they been the management agent for their property, for example, and why they have not been able to rent that property. You see, when you do that, it allows you to understand how you may be able to help that landlord, because clearly the landlord need help, because some of these landlords, they are inexperienced and they just have these properties. They don't know what to do with it. They may have bought that property because their children were going to university in that place. They happen to buy that property, or perhaps they've got lots of businesses going. They just do not have time to look after that property. So once you know what their pain point is, that's where the fifth part comes in. The fifth part comes in by finding out how you can add value by resolving the issue that they have. Suppose the landlord said, look, I'm too busy. I've got my businesses to do. I haven't got time to look after this property. That's the reason why it's in this condition. That's the reason I have not been renting it fully. So stuff like that. So once the landlord tells you things like that, that then becomes your bargaining chip. So when you're talking to the landlord, say, look, I like the property, it fits for the purpose I need it for. I'm prepared to take this property from you on a guaranteed rent basis every single month, and I'll be paying your rent every single month, no voids, and also I would include free repair and maintenance in it. And when I take this property off you, you will not have to worry about coming back here doing viewings or looking for someone to rent the property. I'll take on the management. You know, basically you want to be telling them all the problems that they've told you they had in reverse. By saying you're resolving those issues, but for example, if you said it's busy, say, look, you don't have to come back again doing viewings here. You don't have to come back again fixing any issues with this property. You're not going to come back again looking what has gone wrong with your property. So I'll be taking all our responsibility from you, and I will be guaranteeing you the rent as well. So once you've hit them with those sort of words, so you put them at ease. In their head, they're thinking, look, I've had this property for so long, been managing it, it becomes a headache to me, I haven't got the time. Then I've got someone like you who's going to take this property off me. It's a godsend to them. Here's the thing, once you've discussed this with them, you want to be bringing a nice, good body language and being honest and genuinely wanting to help that landlord, because in essence, that landlord needs your help, because hence the reason why he has not been able to rent that property. Some of them may be a little bit arrogant, pretend like they are able to rent the property, but try to dig in a little bit more, be friendly to understand why they have not been able to rent the property or why they're managing the property themselves. So things like that would allow you obviously to build build that rapport. And the next step now, suppose now you've spoken to the landlord, they understand your concept. The next step, which is the sixth step, is to talk about the rent. It's by talking about how much they want for the property, not what they've advertised it at. It's about how much they think they may be able to offer that property to you. Because in essence, they may not be able to rent the property at that price because of what's going on with the property, or maybe renting the property at that price would have included them managing the property, then sorting out the repair and maintenance, them also perhaps having voids and got the risk of tenant not paying them every single month. And you are bringing that added value there by saying you're going to pay them every single month, regardless you rent the property or not. You're bringing significant value into the landlord as well as the property. That's where you're going to be hitting them with the negotiation. So look, I want to take on this property. The rent you're asking for is kind of a bit expensive, because obviously, as you know, I need to come and paint and decorate the house, and I need to set it up, and obviously I'm taking the risk of paying you every single month. You don't have to worry about management, you don't have to worry about any of these things. I will be purely taking all our responsibilities. So in order for this to work for me and for you, you hit them with the figure, right? And then you tell them, here's the thing, the reason why I'm offering that is because I want to actually offer you a price that I know I'm able to pay with or without people in this property. I don't want to agree a deal with you right now. I turn around a couple of months later and say, here you go, I cannot afford to pay you the rent. I hand the property back to you. So the offer I'm making you now is a guaranteed every single month. And if I take on this property, if we build a good relationship, I would like it to also refer me to someone else that I will take their property on that basis. Okay, so obviously that's going to be a negotiation. So that's going to be a negotiation partner. So once you've negotiated, you've agreed on price, the next step you want to be taking at that point is to ask them when to collect the keys. And that time you want to be immediately, okay? You want to be that time. You want that time to be as soon as possible. So you grab that keys. Before you grab the key, agree on the rent and on the deposit and pay the deposit as soon as you could possibly can. But I must warn you, ensure you're paying the deposit to someone that you know owns the property, and making sure the person you are dealing with are the actual owner of the property as well, or the legal representative to the owner of the property. Okay, so once you've paid that deposit, it brings reassurance, it brings confidence, it brings seriousness into the deal. So before you sign the contract at that point, tell them, look, I love to have your property. As you know, I need to do X, Y, Z in the property. Is it okay for me to have 3 or 4 weeks rent-free period in order for me to get the property going? You know, if you want 3 weeks, you want to be asking for 6 weeks. If you want 2 weeks, you want to be asking for 4 weeks, because that would be a negotiation process as well. So you negotiate with them. Hopefully they will agree for you to have 3 weeks rent-free period. What you do, you collect the keys immediately. The next step basically is to set the property up, paint and decorate it nicely. Before you finish doing the property up, set one room up, get the photos online, advertise the property. Hopefully by the time you finish doing all the works, you have advertised the properties, you've got tenants ready to view the property. And the next step basically is to execute the viewing process. Here's the magic when you're doing the viewing. Write this down. Ensure you have lots of people to come and view the property. When you have lots of people viewing the property, it creates competition. It creates everybody want, oh, I need that room. So basically create that then allow you to rent the property as quickly as possible. But make sure your setting up, your painting and decoration happens quickly, because you've got 3 weeks. Make sure it happens in a week or two, and then you've got yourself a week to kind of rent the property out. So you rent that property from the money you make from the rental you've received at that point, is what you will then use to pay the landlord their rent. And then obviously the remaining amount you would use to look after the property, pay the bills, and get the property going. So in a nutshell, these are the steps you need to take in order to take your property investment rent-to-rent business going. So suppose now you've got that property. The next thing you want to do then is to invite the landlord to the property. Why do you want to invite the landlord to the property? You want to invite them so you can impress them. You can tell them, look, I've looked at your property, very, very nice. This is how the property looks like. You show them the property to entice them to either give you another one of their property or to refer you to friends and family. You see, when it comes to rent-to-rent, the hardest deal to get is your first deal. Once you've got your first deal, the rest is history. You see, landlords know landlords. Okay, if you do really well with them, they will refer you to other landlords, and other landlords will refer you to other landlords. Since I start my property investment journey, I only looked for my four landlords. When I had my four landlords, all my other businesses, I would say 80% of the other rent-to-rent deals come from those four landlords. They all referred me to each other. And then when I serve that person, I ask that person also to refer me, and that person also refer me, that another person refer me. Then it becomes a snowball effect. And I was able to build that to over 17 to 25 rent-to-rent property deals. So these are the ways you could actually structure the deals. So you may be wondering at this point, what are the sort of figures you're looking at in terms of profit wise when it comes to rent to HMO property deals? You want to be looking at minimum of £70 profit per bedroom. So that then depends the number of bedrooms you would have acquired, or the size of the property. So if you're making £70 per room, you are kind of making good return on your investment. So obviously the higher that figure is, the more money you would have made in your property investment journey. You may be thinking, look, Raheem, I might not have the full amount to pay my rent and deposit like if you were like me when I started. But what I did basically is to look for the struggling landlords, the landlords that I know are struggling drastically. And I went there to serve them and tell them I can take on their property without actually paying any rent or deposit, do the property up in order to allow me to set the property up, rent it and pay them their money, because they may not have that capacity or time to do all the works that were required in that property. So what are the benefits of doing rent to rent? The benefit is you've got lower barrier to entry. In essence, you don't need 40, 50, 60, 70,000 pounds to start your property investment journey. You need as little as 1,000 or maybe 2,000 pounds. Or perhaps if you've got family and friends, they can borrow you that money to get you going. Or you can go and get a struggling landlord that is really, really struggling, get to take their property without paying them anything at the upfront, get the property going, and then you pay them that rent and deposit. So the key points are, one is to go online, look for properties. Second, look for struggling landlords that are struggling to rent their property. Thirdly, secure that deal by negotiating below market rent, and then get a rent-free period. That's your fourth way of doing it. And then the sixth way of doing it is by getting your property ready, renting it out, seventh, before your rent is due. And then the eighth way is to literally get all the tenants to move in, make sure you vet your tenant, make sure you got the right tenant and guarantors to as a deterrent, just in case your tenants are reluctant to pay your rent. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, hit the like button below, subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next video. Thank you. That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you'd like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to raheembad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Raheem Bar, and TikTok, Raheem Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.